As a three-day event at three different venues with dozens of speakers and a schedule packed with activities, it is a challenge to summarize this week's Buffalo Humanities Festival. Professor David Castillo, director of the Humanities Institute, gave it a shot.
We pitched the festival in general as a festival of ideas.
With the working title of Environments, the Humanities Festival begins Thursday at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center with an open panel discussion, Turning the Tide, Communicating Climate Science. On Friday, best-selling author Bill McKibben will be the spotlight speaker at the Albright Knox Art Gallery. On Saturday, Buffalo State's Rockwell Hall will host local scholars and experts with a long list of presentations adding unique contributions to the climate change conversation.
Back to just climate change for a moment. Why would the humanities take on climate change?
Very good question. Evidence-based knowledge has been lost in the shuffle. The opportunity to hit the pause button and have a conversation about the issues that truly matter to our communities is also lost in the shuffle.
That is a question that requires imagination.
Kari Winter, Executive Director of the Humanities Institute.
It is lacking an ethical imagination. It is lacking a storytelling capacity to persuade human beings that we are all interrelated. And by all, I don't just mean humans are all interrelated, but we are interconnected to all of life.
I mean, I don't ever argue with people who say they don't buy the science. What I say to my students is, for me, the science is settled. Climate is changing. We're largely responsible. There's a lot of other questions that we can debate.
UB history professor Adam Rome, a member of Thursday night's panel discussion. His Saturday presentation is called My Walks with Olmsted. We chat on a rainy day at Olmsted's Delaware Park.
I mean, the festival is perfect for this, I think, because, again, we've often consigned the environment to technical specialists, whether scientists or engineers. But all the most interesting questions about the environment, what kind of environment we want and why, and how we're going to get there, are not technical questions. They require some of the insights of the humanities. History, philosophy, ethics, and the festival has some amazing.
So to hear three opinions, the humanities have plenty to say about climate change. But Frederick Law Olmsted, a genius landscape architect of the 19th century, what could he add to the climate change debate? Again, Adam Rome.
And I think a lot of environmental issues we think of them as trade-offs. You know, you either do the environmental thing or you do something else. I think Olmsted was saying, nope, we can, if not have it all, at least have a hell of a lot.
Starting Thursday, the Buffalo Humanities Festival is going to great lengths to generate a high-level community conversation. And come late Saturday afternoon at Buffalo State, Professor David Castillo promises a refreshing finish.
We need to have music. We have the 12-8 Path Band coming in for a reception, and naturally beer, provided by Community Beer Works. We hope
nothing generates ideas like
that
beer.
This will do the trick, the combination.
That beer, of course, is for attendees age 21 and over. Information can be found at buffalohumanities.org, where you'll see an ambitious schedule, and as Professor Kari Winter points out, it comes with an ambitious goal.
Attending the Humanities Festival is a way to powerfully re-encounter what we love, what we value, and what we can create. So I think that's what people need and want who care right now about the planet and about human survival. We need to remember what we love. We need to think about it, immerse ourselves in it. We need to reaffirm our values.
With WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.